Welcome to WCRI's Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you a world filled with music and the arts. It's all around us. It's in your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies,
inconceivable,
video games, musicals, theme parks, and so much more. It's everywhere. During this show, we'll explore the many ways music and the arts are a part of everyday life, and maybe even get a visit from a special guest from time to time.
You don't say!
So, come along with us as we learn and have fun, but most of all, we'll enjoy lots and lots of wonderful music. WCRI's Kids Hour is brought to you by Newport Classical. Newport Classical has brought memorable concerts and inspired programs to some of the most beautiful venues in Newport and the surrounding area. For more information on Newport Classical or to donate, please visit newportclassical.org. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello, kids, parents, young adults, and young at heart. My name is Jamie, and we are back with another WCRI's Kids Hour. I'm here with my co-host, Spencer. How are you today, Spence?
I'm doing great.
Well, the concert hall doors are closed, and the orchestra is ready. So let's start the show. Spence, what do we have in store for everyone today?
Before we get started, we would like to thank our sponsors. None of what we do is possible without the generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, the Grubin Foundation, and other generous supporters just like you. Thanks! In about a week, many of us around the world will be huddled around our televisions to watch the big game, the Super Bowl.
That's right.
We thought it would be interesting to hear music that is from films about football, as well as music from the weekly broadcasts.
You know, we love football in this house, and there are a lot of families out there who leave Sundays free in the fall and winter just to watch their favorite teams. We're all Patriots fans in this house, but I wonder which teams our listeners like and who their favorite player is. Well, we've got lots of music to get to, so let's get started. In this 2000s film, the suburban Virginia schools have been segregated for generations. One black and one white high school are closed, and the students sent to T.C. Williams High School under federal mandate to be integrated. The year is seen through the eyes of the football team, where the man hired to coach the black school is made head coach over the highly successful white coach. Based on actual events of 1971, the team becomes the unifying symbol for the community as the boys and the adults learn to depend on and trust each other. Here's a great song to start off the show with and to make us all feel good. This is Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell from Remember the Titans.
Listen, baby.
Ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low.
In small-town Texas, high school football is a religion. The head coach is a god. If the team is winning, and 17-year-old schoolboys carry the hopes of an entire community onto the gridiron every Friday night. In his 30th year as a head coach, Bud is trying to lead his West Cannon Coyotes to their 23rd division title. When star quarterback Lance Harbor suffers an injury, the Coyotes are forced to regroup under the questionable leadership of John Moxon, a second-string quarterback with a different approach to the game. The 1999 film Varsity Blues explores our obsessions with sports and how teenage athletes respond to the extraordinary pressures placed on them. Let's hear The End, Billy Bob's Touchdown, by Mark Isham from Varsity Blues.
Jerry Maguire is a successful sports agent. The biggest clients, the respect, a beautiful fiance, he has it all. Until one night, he questions his purpose, his place in the world, and finally comes to terms with what's wrong with his career and life. Unfortunately, his opinions aren't met with enthusiasm from his superiors, and after dishonorably being stripped of his high-earning clients and elite status within the agency, Jerry steps out into the sports business armed with only one volatile client. Rod Tidwell, and the only person with belief in his abilities, Dorothy Boyd, with the impossible task of rebuilding what he once had. From the 1996 film Jerry Maguire, this is Shelter from the Storm by Bob Dylan.
'Twas in another lifetime, one of toil and blood, when blackness was a virtue, when the road was full of mud. I come in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. If I pass this way again, you can rest assured I'll always do my best for her, on that I give my word. In a world of steel-eyed death and men who are fighting to be warm, come in, she said, I'll give you a shelter from the storm. Not a word was spoke between us, there was no risk involved. Nothing up to that point had even been resolved. Try imagining a place where it's always safe and warm. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I was burned out from exhaustion, buried in the hail, poisoned in the bushes and blown out on the trail. Hunted like a crocodile, ravaged in the corn. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Suddenly, I turned around and she was standing there, with silver bracelets on her wrists and flowers in her hair. She walked up to me so gracefully and took my crown of thorns. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Now the bonds are broken, but they can be retied. By one more journey to the woods, the holes where spirits hide. It's a never-ending battle for a peace that's always torn. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. While the deputy walks on hard nails and the preacher rides a mount, but nothing really matters much, it's doom alone that counts. And the one-eyed undertaker, he blows a futile horn. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Well, I've heard newborn babies crying like a moaning dove, and old men with broken teeth stranded without love. Do I understand your question, man? Is it hopeless and forlorn? Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. And now there's a wall between us, something there's been lost. I took too much for granted, I got my signals crossed. Yeah, just to think it all began on an uneventful morn. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. In a little hilltop village, they gambled for my clothes. I bargained for salvation and she had given me a lethal dose. I offered up my innocence, got repaid with scorn. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Well, I'm living in a foreign country, but I'm bound to cross the line. Beauty walks on a razor's edge, someday I'll make it mine. If I could only turn back the clock to when God and her were born. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm.
Rudy grew up in a steel mill town where most people end up working but wanted to play football at Notre Dame instead. There were only a couple of problems. His grades were a little low, his athletic skills were poor, and he was only half the size of the other players. But he had the drive and spirit of five people and has set his sights upon joining the team. From the 1993 film, Let's Hear, Main Title, by Jerry Goldsmith.
This next song is from a movie based on the true story of Leanne Tui and Sean Tui, who take in a homeless teenage African-American named Michael Orr. Michael has no idea who his father is, and his mother is a drug addict. Michael has had little formal education and few skills to help him learn. Leanne soon takes charge, ensuring that the young man has every opportunity to succeed. When he expresses interest in football, she goes all out to help him, including giving the coach a few ideas on how best to use Michael's skills. They not only provide him with a loving home, but hire a tutor to help him improve his grades to the point where he would qualify for an NCAA Division I athletic scholarship. Michael Orr was the first round pick of the Baltimore Ravens in the 2009 NFL Draft. This is To Protect His Blind Side by Carter Burwell from the 2009 film The Blind Side.
Thank you.
Whether it's a Thursday, Sunday, Monday, and even a few Saturdays, we know what's on TV by this music. Here are the NFL football broadcast themes from ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, and NFL Network, and more. Gale Sayers joins the Chicago Bears and is befriended by Brian Piccolo, an overachieving running back. Although they compete for the same spot on the team, and even though Sayers is black and Piccolo white, they become roommates on the road and very close friends, especially when Sayers is injured and Piccolo helps him recover. Later, they and their wives must both deal with the harsh reality of Piccolo's cancer. Here is Brian's Song Theme by Henry Mancini from 1971's Brian's Song.
Bobby Boucher is the lowly water boy for a college football team until the coach discovers his amazing talent for tackling people much bigger than him. He signs the water boy as the new star player, but Bobby must keep it a secret from his overbearing and domineering mother. Let's hear More Today Than Yesterday by Goldfinger from 1998's The Water Boy.
And if all my dreams come true,
It's draft day in the NFL, and as a general manager of the Cleveland Browns, Sonny is forced to come up with a big move. After trading for the number one pick, Sonny must choose between a lower-ranked linebacker with a questionable past or a celebrated quarterback with a questionable future. All the while, Sonny is walking in the footsteps of his father, and personal complications force their way to the surface. Here is Opening by John Carden Debney from 2014's Draft Day.
In November 1970, virtually the entire football team and coaches of Marshall University die in a plane crash. That spring, led by Nate Ruffin, a player who was ill and missed that fatal flight, students rallied to convince the Board of Governors to play the 1971 season. The college president, Don Dedman, must find a coach who then must find players. They petitioned the NCAA to allow freshmen to play, and coach Jack Lingell motivates and leads young players while he re-examines the Lombardi creed that winning is the only thing. Can Marshall win even one game in 1971? This is the theme from We Are Marshall by Christoph Beck. A comedy based on the 1987 professional football players' strike, Gene Hackman plays the coach of the team. Jack Warden is the owner. Brett Cullen is the all-pro quarterback that goes on strike, and Keanu Reeves is the scab who replaces the star QB. This is from the 2000 film The Replacements, called Martell Crossed, by John Carden Debney.
I'm ready for some football. Go Pats! Before we go, we would like to thank our sponsors one more time. None of what we do is possible without the generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, the Grubin Foundation, and other generous supporters just like you. Thanks!
We would also like to thank IMDb.com for some of the facts and information on today's show. Well, that's it for another episode of WCRI's Kids Hour. Make sure you support and enjoy the music and the arts wherever and whenever you can. We'll see you next time, everyone!
Wow, that was so fun! I wonder what we'll listen to on the next show. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Kids Hour, and we'll see you again real soon. WCRI's Kids Hour is brought to you by Newport Classical. Newport Classical has brought memorable concerts and inspired programs to some of the most beautiful venues in Newport and the surrounding area. For more information on Newport Classical or to donate, please visit newportclassical.org. Gotta run! The concert hall doors are about to close. See you later!